Blog Talk Radio.
Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way.
Hey, we got a fantastic show for you. You're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV. We're doing it easy way, baby, and we're giving you what you need. I hope you're ready for the ride.
We doing work the easy way, what can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yay. Making moves, red carpets, and major interviews. By the fire, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way.
Good morning. Not good morning. It's good afternoon. It's 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we do each and every time, you guys. And on certain days, we have this. It's Tuesday, so this is actually a special show that we're doing for a special guest. And how's everybody doing, man? I want to shout out all the Twitter fans and all the Facebook fans. And first and foremost, in fact, I'm going to go ahead and pop on Twitter here, and we're going to do a couple shout-outs for some of the wonderful fans that's actually been retweeting and supporting. And, you know, we really, really appreciate your support, you guys. So I'm going to pop on my at sign here and shout out a couple people. First of all, we want to shout out our awesome fan, Armani Knight, K-N-I. G-H-T-A-R-M-A-N-I. So if you reverse that, that would be her Twitter. And also, hey, my boy, how you doing, Erica? You're an amazing man. I appreciate it. My boy Adesh. Adesh is like basically the Michael Jackson of Bollywood. What's up, Adesh? How you doing, man? Doing good. And we have Andrew Skyers. We appreciate Andrew Skyers for retweeting the show, supporting it. We also have Pop Culture. I'm sorry, CelebrityPuke.com. We appreciate CelebrityPuke.com, Featherbed Miner, and everybody that's been retweeting and supporting, everybody on Facebook. And shout-outs to the Power Rangers Super Samurai fans page, because I know a lot of them are probably listening afterwards, because I know right now all the kids are in school. But this show will be archived and everybody can enjoy and stuff. And shout outs to everybody that's really supported. You know, honestly, this show doesn't go anywhere without your support, so we really appreciate that. And wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, some trending topics. I was on Yahoo, and I mean, come on, man, I can't believe this. R. Kelly, what are you doing, brother? I mean, I got nothing but love for your music, man. I love your music, but are you kidding me? There's claims of reports that you owe $1.3 million in substantial tax, you know, debt into the government. Whoa, come on, man. That just goes to show you guys, you got to make sure that you keep your taxes straight. And, I mean, if you look on TMZ, there's tons of stuff. I mean, there's articles here that he owes $6.2 million in unpaid taxes. And, I mean, there's benefits of being a celebrity and, I guess non-benefits. And, you know, we're going to look at a couple different trending topics. I saw something about Morgan Freeman, actually. Pulling it up right now. I saw something about Morgan Freeman, which actually Alfonso Freeman is going to be on our show coming up here soon. Don't have an actual lockdown date yet, but let's see what we got here. We got Alfonso Freeman, Breathe Easy, Morgan. I'm sorry, not Alfonso Freeman. Morgan Freeman. The internet has once again failed to kill off the Shawshank Redemption star, despite his best efforts. Freeman. Let's read this here. Freeman was, I apologize for my slow computer here. Freeman basically was once again the victim of an online death hoax this week after Facebook page announcing, it went down. I'm sorry. My computer's all slow now. Okay, anybody want to give me a computer? Anybody want to give me a computer? You're more than welcome to. Tweet me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I could definitely use it here. Okay, so. Hoax this week after a Facebook page announcing 75-year-old actor's demise amassed more than 842,000 likes. Wow, that's crazy. At about 5 p.m. Entertainment Tonight on Thursday, our beloved actor Morgan Freeman passed away due to what? No. I'm not reading this right. No. Wow, I'm gonna have to take a moment here. That's not right. Okay, you guys check out. Make sure you check out the trending topics on Yahoo and read this, because I don't want to be saying something. Let's see, Morgan Freeman is alive no matter what Facebook says. Oh, I see. So this is a this is an article. Whoa, this is a crazy article. I recommend you guys go to the trending topics on Yahoo and read this. This is a crazy article. But hey, guys, you know, we're doing it the easy way, having fun with entertainment. Happy happy late Labor Day weekend to everybody. I know everybody's getting ready and everything now. Lots of awesome stuff to talk about. You know, we just, the shows are amazing, and we want to also say we appreciate Booker T from the WWE SmackDown. And we put the SmackDown on Booker T last week. No, I'm kidding. We had a great show, you guys. You can check it out at WTVNetworks.com. And you can check out Mr. Booker T and me. We did a cool little interview, and some really unique things happened on that interview. Trust me, it was a very, very unique interview. I'm just going to leave it at that. Unique. We also want to say thank you to Washington Times Communities. Washington Times, I'm loving my post and my my column I have there, and thank you so much for all the support, you guys, everybody that's reading that column. You know, and we want to say thank you to Rock This Magazine and Ambiance Magazine and the Designer Original Magazine and everybody else that supports us, the whole WTV family, and it's just going so well. But so without further ado, you guys, I have a gentleman on the line right now. He's a good friend of mine, actually. I'm proud to call him a friend, and he loves his fans. And he works very hard. In fact, he does backflips for his fans, because he's actually a gymnast and he's really good at martial arts. His name is Najee DeTez. He plays the Blue Ranger every Saturday at 12 p.m. on Nickelodeon. Super Samurai Power Rangers. He is on the line right now. He is on the show. Welcome to the show, man. How you feeling, Najee?
Wow, it is such an honor. Thanks, Eric. You know, I really appreciate you reaching out to me and getting me on the show. You know, I'm doing it the easy way. The Blue Ranger definitely doing it the easy way. And I'm just thrilled to be here. And I'm going to shout out all my fans on Twitter, Facebook. You can, you know, message me right now and I'll shout you out. And I'm here to do it, man. How you doing, Eric?
The Blue Ranger, baby. I'm doing it the easy way, man. Come on, the Blue Ranger, man. I met you at, where did I meet you? It used to be the Aqua Lounge, and it's now called, do you remember what that place was called? It was
The Confidential.
Jarvis. The Confidential, Jarvis'
yeah.
Birthday, the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. I met you with the Page Twins. Shout out to the Page Twins, the Page Twins, T-W-I-N-Z, on Twitter. Beautiful, beautiful little girls. And actually, the Page Twins are the reason that you and I have our friendship now and all the great things that we're doing. And that was a fun little interview. You know, you guys can actually go on YouTube, and you can see when we first met each other. You can go on YouTube. You can type in Najee DeTez, D-E-T-I-E-G-E, and Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, The Easy Show. You'll see a really cool interview we did. And also, I haven't even put this out yet, guys, but Najee is actually teaching the Page Twins how to do some martial arts, and that's pretty sexy. do you remember that?
Yeah. I think we actually took that out of the interview, actually, Eric, because
we did we did take it out, but I still have it.
Yeah, do not post that. It was like what, 4 a.m. in the morning. I was like being the Confidential, and it was, you know, I was there like 60%, but I like to be there 100%, you know. And but we definitely did, you know, click as soon as we met, and it's definitely an honor to actually, you know, have met you and definitely be on the show right now. So, you know,
Shout outs to the Confidential for the drinks that they got in Najee that allowed him to do that. No, I'm just kidding, man. We're having fun, come on, man. You know me. I'm always supporting all my celebrity friends. I never put anybody on blast like that. But I just wanted people to know that it does exist, and it was quite funny. And, you know, if anybody does want to know it, and, you know, it is for sale. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I got your back, brother. Tell us about yourself, Najee. You know, how did Najee start? I know you're into martial arts. You do crazy backflips. You do crazy stuff. How did you become the Blue Ranger? How was that audition process? And, you know, where are you from? Talk to us.
You want to know about me, or you want to know about the audition process first?
Well, I like to mess with my guests' heads. I mean, if you can answer both of them at the same time, I just want to see if you can chew gum and, you know, pat your belly at the same time. No, I'm kidding.
Just to make a long story short, like, pretty much, I went to Fairfax High School, and my whole life, my father wanted me to become an actor. I actually mentioned this in one of the interviews with Power Ranger Samurai, is pretty much my father wanted me to become an actor my whole life. I was that black sheep of the family that did not want to act. I was shy. I didn't like being in front of people. You know, I'm, you know, the complete opposite of what I am, you know, now, pretty much, as I was growing up. And as I grew older, I realized that I'm, you know, that I actually liked acting as I grew older, of course, and I felt I made it my own. I pretty much liked acting. I got into an acting class in my high school, my senior year of high school. They put me in this, it's like this school play. Like, I think it's the when Christmas comes around and, like, they have those shows, those talent shows pretty much, they put me in there as a comedic relief, you know, for acting part, and it was pretty cool. After that, I really liked being in front of people and, you know, acting. And soon after that, I got scouted by my manager at the time. His name's Keith Cameron. He's a great photographer, too, and he managed me and got me into my first agency, which is Pacific Talent and Models. Beth and Jeff, they're amazing there. I love them. And I stayed with them for a few, you know, I think two more years after that. And I just stuck to acting, you know, acting, and somehow I fell into modeling, actually. You can find some modeling pictures of me on the internet, you know. Just
I got to say that, too. To all the ladies out there that are listening to the show, you know, I'm not watching, but I had some girls come up to me and I had some people tweet me, you got a little washboard abs. I mean, do people use your abs to, you know, to wash their clothes or what? I mean, come on, man. You got a real, real cut body. And is that one of the reasons you think you got booked for Power Rangers?
Well, that is kind of funny because when I was in the audition process, I actually gave my headshot to Jonathan T, which is the, you know, executive producer of Power Rangers, and I gave him my headshot, my resume, but I also gave him my Zed card, which is a card comprised of a bunch of modeling pictures, and a few were with my shirt off, and because I knew that the role that I was portraying was for a swimmer, so they have to see my body in order, if I'm going to be in a little Speedo, you know. So I was like, you know what, let me just send, you know, give him this, and if he doesn't like it, obviously he'll give it back, you know. And it was funny because when I handed him all this information, he looked at me, and so you could just tell on his face that he was, he even told me this after. He said, you know, I could tell you're a model-y type, you're a model, you know. And we did not expect you, you know, to be such a good actor. So, you know, that was really uplifting for me, you know, when he was like, you know, telling me that we thought you were going to be bad just because you're a model, because, you know, I guess models are, you know, not as smart as they would presume, I guess, from what he...
Oh, wait, you guys, you know how many models you have listening to this show right now? This is an industry
show,
brother.
I know models are smart. I'm telling you what, what I caught, which I could be wrong, you know, he just made it seem like, you know, since I guess I'm model-y type, he didn't expect me to be, you know, great at acting. So I guess
yeah,
I killed it in the audition, and, you know, I changed his mind, and he was very surprised. And pretty much after that, it was just audition after, like, callback after callback after callback. And then one time after I did one of my auditions, he told me, he says, he goes, I have a question. Are you ready to go to New Zealand? That's where it's shot at, of course. He says, are you ready to go to New Zealand? And at this time, I'm like, wow, you know, is he really trying to tell me he's going to book me right now? I told him just out the gate, my bags are in the car. I'm ready to go right now. If you want me to go, I'm so ready. This is such an honor. I'll leave right now, you know. And after that, it was just, you know, good news after that, and I can break it down to you in fully, like, the exact story, but that's the general gist of what happened.
So So you're not afraid of heights and you're not afraid of flying. Obviously, you're flying all the time. You guys are listening to the your man Easy with BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks, with the Power Ranger himself, the Blue Ranger on Nickelodeon's Power Rangers, Najee Detej. Follow him on at Twitter at NAJEEDETIEGE. We need to make a song about that or something. NAJEEDETIEGE. Dude, your letters like could definitely be a song. Like if there's any producers out there that's listening, we need to make a song about Najee Detej. But hey guys, we do see the callers coming in. We do hear you. We do see you. We appreciate it. We're gonna do the questions and answers side of the show probably in the next 5 minutes or so. So hang in there. So tell us about the show. Who do you play, Najee? And you know, to some people that may not watch the show, tell us about the show, and maybe we can get some people to watch you and know more about Power Rangers Super Samurai. What's different than the old Power Rangers? And talk to us about the Power Rangers things.
Well, yes, there are different seasons and different themes for each season of Power Rangers, and for this specific season, Power Rangers Samurai. It's a lot about dedication and sacrifice, you know, for the good cause, you know, to saving the world pretty much. And there's a sixth one that comes in later. There's six, you know, individuals who are, you know, we're supposed to portray we're supposed to be 17-ish, 18, somewhere around there. So we're young adults, basically, and our parents have raised us to become, you know, Power Rangers, you know, and I guess they're trying to admit that the older seasons have raised us, like, you know, one of them is our dad, pretty much, and mother, of course. And pretty much they raised us to become Power Rangers. This time it's time to go and pretty much just go all the way. Like we get our morphers from the Red Ranger. If you watch on the first episode, you know, Power Rangers Origins, we get our morphers on the first episode, and we emit all of our elements. Mine's is water, and there's green, which is forest, yellow is earth, pink is wind, red is fire, and one last one is gold is light, I believe. And pretty much we use our elements to take on the forces of evil that are arising, you know, throughout the season. We all, and at first our characters are, you know, we don't know each other. We all come together for the cause, to be the Power Rangers, and It's kind of hard at first because our characters are trying to get to know each other and get along with each other, you know. And you know, me and the Green Ranger, Mike, we butt heads from time to time because, you know, he slacks off, and I'm a very dedicated individual. I'm actually one of the most dedicated Power Rangers there. They all are dedicated to the cause, but my character is very serious. I'm one of the serious ones of the group, almost so serious that it's comedic. Mike, which is the Green Ranger, he's, you know, I guess the prankster, you know, the jokester of the group, and he always, you know, pokes at me. So, you know, I don't know. We butt heads from time to time. But,
yeah, you are very serious in the show, and I haven't had a chance to really watch the show, and I'm, you know, 30 years old. So, but I still have nothing but support for the acting in it, and how it works. Because I know that, I mean, when you're filming something like that. And by the way, anybody that's listening, you know, I see the calls. We're going to be answering your calls real soon here. You know, but I want to know, like, when you're on set, and you, I mean, how hot are those suits, dude? Come on. You know, like, are you, like, dying every time you're filming or what? It looks like you're, like what are those suits made out of?
Magicalness is what
magicalness.
The suits are made out of. No, I'm just joking. No, I actually do not know the exact material that the suits are made out of. I never asked wardrobe. But I do know that they make you feel empowering. When you put them on, you do not feel like the same Eric Zulli, you know, doing it the easy way. You feel like a super Eric Zulli doing it the super easy way because, you know, it's like a suit. I don't know if you ever put on like a Spider-Man suit or any type of costume that sticks to your body and hugs your body and, you know, makes your muscles look nice and big, and that's what the suit does for all of us. I think I can speak on behalf of all of, you know, the Rangers, that we definitely love our suits and wish we could, you know, take it home and try it on at home and run around and do Power Ranger stuff at home, of course.
I want one, man.
Have our suits.
You gotta hook me up. I want a yellow Ranger suit because I have a yellow logo with an EZ. I want a yellow Ranger with an EZ on it, and I want signed autographs.
Oh, you
want to
be a girl color?
Is what
you're saying.
No, I do not. What are you talking about? Yellow? Yellow is the color gold, man. I'm gonna be the real Gold Ranger. No, I'm just kidding. But I want, you know. Speaking of like, you know, having the Power Rangers sign autographs and sign, you know, suits, and you know, I know you there's a lot of toys and materials and things like that. Everybody that's listening to the show right now, we're going to be actually coming back. I'm gonna go ahead and you know, give a round of applause for Mr. Najee for being on the show real quick here. Because Najee's the man. Yes, we love you, Najee. We do, and you know your fans love you too. And we're getting close to the questions and answers side of the show. We've had a fan 404-9099 on the show since the beginning. So we want to bring you guys in. We have the fan 404-9099. You're on my show, The Easy Show, with BG Radio, powered by WTV, the Blue Ranger on Nickelodeon's Power Rangers. How are you, and where are you calling from?
Me.
You 404-9099. If that's
My name is Richard Thompson from Kennesaw, Georgia. I've been a big fan of Najee for a very long time, since February of 2011 when Power Rangers Samurai first began.
Awesome!
Oh, wow! Thanks, man.
Yeah,
I'm
his friend on Facebook. I don't know if it's real. I think it's really him. I know there's some people that could fake people's profiles. Is it really him?
Yes, we actually have something called a power card that we have put in online, and everything on that power card is our official sites, and we do see it, and we do check it, and we are probably friends.
All right, so...
In fact, you can message me right now on Facebook. I'm on Facebook right now, and
all right. That's great,
we can make sure it's you, you know.
Okay,
yeah,
so what question do you have for Najee? We're going to get to another call. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Wait, I'm not done yet. I need to know if he'll do an if Tim and the other Rangers will do an autograph signing in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yes, we are. I'll post a email that you can submit anything, like if you want a autograph signing or anything, booking anything, you submit it to this email. I'm going to post it on my Twitter shortly, and yes, we can get that right out to you.
Right,
and actually, we are, just so you know, that you're a fan of the Power Rangers, and we are going to be doing somewhat of a contest, and we're going to be having Najee do a quiz and see how he does with that quiz, and have you guys maybe help him out and answer some questions, because it's going to be about the Power Rangers and whatnot. And anybody that answers those questions right and follows me on Twitter, Eric Zulli, and follows Najee on Twitter, we are going to be doing some fun things for you guys. So make sure you listen to the end of the show. And
yes,
you have time for actually, no, we don't have a whole lot of time. But thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for listening to the show. Najee loves his fans. And what was your name one more time, bud?
My name, Richard Thompson. I'm from Kennesaw, Georgia. I'm 18 years old.
Richard Thompson.
Perfect.
From Kennesaw, Georgia.
Perfect.
Hey, you're the man. You're the man. And thank you for doing it the easy way.
Yeah, thanks, Najee. You're awesome, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Tweet me. Send me a message. I'd love to talk to you.
All right.
I'm talking to him.
Okay, guys, so we have another caller, 570-5283. We have another caller, 570-5283. You're on the show with EZ and Najee, the Blue Ranger and the Power Ranger.
Hey,
how are you doing?
I'm Allison. I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm also your Najee's friend from Facebook.
Hey.
I have a question. How was it with working with Kimberly Crossman?
Oh,
I've been a fan of Power Rangers since I was three, so you could only, so yeah. little bit.
You're so funny. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, and I think all of the Power Rangers can vouch for this. When Kimberly Crossman first stepped on set, it was just a whole, you know, just a whole energy about her that everybody just kind of, you know, warped to. Like, everybody who was on set talked to Kimberly Crossman. She's such a great actor. She right when they say action, she just goes in a whole nother character, and she's just, you know, just does her job to the T. Like, she's an amazing person actually to talk to, you know, when we're not filming. She's actually very, you know, upbeat, smiley, you know, always trying to help people. She even has some great postings on her website at KimberlyCrossman.com. And
I follow her on Twitter, and I'm following you on Twitter as well. And I also run a blog, so just if I'll send you info if you ever want to hit me up.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Tweet me, send me a message. All my stuff's online, and I have all my sites in my inbox, in my little information box in my Twitter account.
I don't want to I don't want to hold anyone up because I actually have to do a podcast on Blog Talk as well. So,
well, hey, you know what? If you have a blog and you have a podcast on Blog Talk, do us a favor and tweet me, Eric Zuli, and Najee, and let us check your stuff out and see what we can do to support. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
No problem. Anytime. I will actually be discussing this on my blog, my Blog Talk as well.
All right. I hope you add Eric Zuli in there, and you're doing it the easy way. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
All right, guys. We have time for one more caller. We have a caller 323. This is a caller from L.A., I think. Uh-oh. Watch out, Najee. Might be one of your girlfriends. All right, 323-2358. We have a caller, 323-2358. You're live on the air with EZ and Najee. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello, caller.
This is Ashley from Los Angeles.
Hi, Ashley from Los Angeles. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I actually met you at Talk Morphicon.
Really?
I just wanted to say, I wanted to say, guy, and my little brother actually was like begging us to take him there, and I think my first time actually like really liking the Power Rangers. I'm 18 years old, so I don't want to say you've done. My mom actually talked to you about my brother's condition, about him having cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
And I really appreciated everything that you did, and I actually took a picture with a couple with you, and I put on your Facebook. I just want to say thank you so much. And my little brother's actually here with me right now, so
I'd love to speak with him. And before I forget to actually say this, if you message me or send me a tweet, I'm gonna get in contact with you, and I'd love to meet your brother and, you know, send you guys, you know, Power Ranger merchandise that I have here, and you know, really get you guys going on that Power Ranger merchandise.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, we do things all the time to help support people with cerebral palsy and autism and things like that. So follow us on Twitter, Eric Zuli and Najee Detej. We definitely have to support. And thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. And let's see how Najee does with the quiz. I think I feel the sweat dripping from his hands as we speak. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
All right, we have one more caller here. We have a caller, 812-7929. 812-7929. You're on the call with EZ and Najee, the Blue Ranger and the Power Rangers. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
So what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Lauren, and I'm calling from Indiana.
Indiana? I love Indiana. How are you doing, Lauren?
I'm doing all right. Hey, just a quick question. I met Najee at Power Morphicon and was just wondering, was Power Morphicon like the first convention that you've gone to? Do you plan on going to more? What's it like meeting your fans at conventions and stuff like that?
Oh, my God. Those are the best feelings ever, because what happens is we get booked for these events. You know, we're trying to get the whole cast to, you know, come and go to these events. And it's amazing because so many fans that are fans of the show really care, and they're so dedicated. Every time I see each one, and I can just see it in their eyes that, you know, I can ask them any question, and they can give me an answer, you know, about the show. That they're that dedicated. And I love it. I love interacting with the fans. That's why I always answer all my tweets. I look through all of them. You know, I try to
answer every message in my Facebook and just, you know, really just try to give back as much as we can. We're going to be working with Make-A-Wish Foundation pretty soon to give back to the community, and, you know, we're just going to work on a lot of that. And as far, to answer your question, as far as the conventions are concerned, we're going to be doing every convention that we can get our hands on. Comic-Con, Anime Expo, definitely Power Morphicon. Love them. It was such an amazing time there. And it's just more of getting in contact with the people who are running those conventions and seeing if we can actually work it. That's the only thing. If we can, then you will bet the Power Rangers Samurai are coming to your convention.
Yes. So, hey, let me ask you a question. Lauren, is it?
Yes.
How did you hear about the show?
From Najee's Facebook/Twitter.
From Najee's Facebook/Twitter. All right. Thank you so much. Well, hey, round of applause for you and all the fans that just called in. We appreciate it. You guys are
love
the bomb.
You.
We love you guys. And, you know, follow us on Twitter because there's going to be a lot of awesome things happening. And we do have a contest kind of that we're going to be mentioning, that we're going to be doing for all the fans at the end of the show. Thank you so much for calling in. Well, have a good day, okay? Okay.
And I definitely
so,
do
Najee,
want to shout out one special Twitter friend that I have. Her name's Katia Herrera, I believe. She's been dedicated ever since I started the show. So just wanted to say I love you and, yeah, keep going.
Well, hey, you know what, man? When you got those dedicated fans, what's her name again?
Katia Herrera.
Katia Herrera.
Like,
well, let's give her a what's her Twitter? What's her Twitter?
I do not have it offhand, but I think it's I Love Blue Ranger.
Let's give a round of applause for Katia Herrera. We love the fans, man. And you guys are listening to the easy you're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV, Who's Hot, the Who's Hot Show. And Najee's hot today. I'm Easy. We got Najee on the line. The Blue Ranger, had lots of fun. We have another caller. Nope, we don't have another caller. That was my cell phone. And I think people are calling my cell phone. Dude, how'd they get my cell phone number to call you, Najee? Do you really have that many fans?
I gave it to him because I wanted you to be blown up.
Okay, well, I'm going to have fun giving you the quiz. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a good one. Now, hey, so, Najee, when you're in the show and you're doing these episodes, let's talk about the behind the scenes of what happens after these shows. And the, you know, are you friends with all the Power Rangers? Or do you all kick it and have drinks together? Or what happens afterwards?
After we're done on set, or?
Yeah, after you're done on set,
after you shoot everything. Yeah, just to answer your question, we all do definitely hang out. It's pretty funny because it's something like every time when we're all together, because most of the time it's only like three of us, four of us together, you know, but when we're all together, it's like something out of like a Power Rangers movie. I don't know if you guys seen Power Rangers, you know, the movie with Dr. Ooze or whatever his name is. But pretty much, you know, we're all just hanging out, and some of us are in our colors, you know, some of us aren't, and it's like, it's just like something out of a movie, because if something happens, like anything happens, we'll all just like look and just be like ready to like, you know, fight or something. So it's just funny, you know, when we're all hanging out, you know.
I sit back and just look.
Like, man, I wonder, you know, like if something actually happened, what we all do, you know, and how we would help each other, you know, because we have such great chemistry on set. So, like, you know, we know that, you know, Red will be the leader. He'll go check it out. Me and Mike will be, like, right behind him, you know, flanking the enemies to the left and the right. I don't know. I just think of stuff like that. But, yes, we do hang out. They're all really good friends of mine. And, you know, I talk to them every other day, you know, just trying to, you know, meet up with them and, you know, just do as much stuff as we can, you know, together. I love all of them. They're all on my Facebook and Twitter. You know, check out the Power Card that has all our sites on it. I'm going to retweet that right now. And follow us. Like us.
Well, shout-outs to the whole cast. Shout-out to the, you know, I've had the honor you introduced me to the Gold Ranger and also the original Black Ranger. And hopefully we can get the whole cast on the show, man. You know, like, and I just was picturing, I was painting a picture of, like, you going to a club or something and all the Power Rangers hanging out. And then, like, something, you know, a little spat happens or something. And they all get together. I just was picturing that. You know, that was just that's funny. Like in real life, you guys kind of do that stuff too. That's awesome. So So let's talk a little bit about Najee. You know, I mean, you know, we when we come back, guys, we're gonna go ahead and do a little bit of a drop, and we want to show the support that we have for the show, and we'll do a quick drop. When we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit about Najee the Tej and who Najee is, and what he's got coming up as an actor, and you know what he's done, and who Najee is. So we'll be right back, guys.
I'm Aubrey O'Day and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulie, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
All right, guys, we're back. Your man Easy with Najee the Tej on BGE Radio, powered by WTV. And now remember, you guys can go to WTV Networks with an S, WTVNetworks.com, and you can go to Who's Hot Radio, and you can see Najee with the shirt off and all the cool scenes and stuff in his reel and all the stuff he's got going on, and even my interview with him. And it was a real fun interview, and he was a little intoxicated, a little tipsy. Not too bad, but it was
You're
a little
so
tipsy.
Funny.
But we're back, man. Let's talk about you, Najee. You're an actor. You got some great things going on. Talk to us about Najee the actor.
Oh, wow. Well, I know that I believe that it's all about, you know, improving your acting no matter, you know, what you do. Even if you don't have an acting part, to just, you know, really act any way you can, you know. I work with Killian's workshop. I love his class. I forgot his name. And this other guy that I know, I'm blanking it right now. But
that's okay. You can always talk to
please. As far as Najee the actor, I am my agency, Daniel Hoff Agency. They're, you know, sending me out as much as possible. I'm going out for some really big projects, you know, and really just trying to. Just trying to go as hard as I can, you know, and yeah.
I know you had a movie and you had a kissing scene. I heard you're the mean boyfriend. Tell us about that movie.
Yes. It's I think it's called One Heart. Not One Heart. I should have wrote that down.
Where's your publicist? Where's your publicist and manager when you need them?
I know. Yes, I did have a kissing scene with a actor Melanie Booth. Pretty much, it was a short film about me and her. It's going to be in the film festival this coming weekend, and pretty much, it was a film about her having a boyfriend that I guess supports her and stuff, but I'm the boyfriend that loves her. I'm the other boyfriend that loves her and, you know, just wants her to just come with me, and I'll support her as much as I can. I don't have a lot of money, but, you know, I love her just so much. And we definitely have some really big, intense scenes on there that are definitely worth.
Ooh, my my screen's getting hot and steamy right now, bro. You gotta stop. All right, but hey, if you want to check that out, you guys, you can go to imdb.com and just search Najee Detez. You'll see all the cool stuff he does with the acting stuff. So guess what, Najee? Guess what time it is? It's now 12:40. It's trivia time. Trivia time. You ready?
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. I wish I had one of those sounds. All right, so we got trivia for Power Rangers Super Samurai Quiz. Are you a Super Samurai? And this is coming from the Power Rangers site. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm stealing this, but whatever. But I thought it was a cool little trivia thing. So, Najee, we have.
Yeah.
What is the key to unlocking Super Samurai mode? Now, do you want me to do multiple choice? I'm not going to assume into you.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Do multiple choice. I need some help on this one.
Here we go. What is the key to unlocking Super Samurai mode? And if any of the fans know the answers to any of these questions, tweet us at Eric Zuli and Najee Detej and help poor Najee out. All right, so we have opening the black box, destroying the black box, programming the black box, or entering the black box.
Can I call the Red Ranger?
You can, man. Hey, if you want to. In fact, we can call him right now. What's his number? Text me his number. We'll call him.
He'll be like, hello? Who's this?
Let's call for some Ranger enforcements.
Oh, wait. Can I say his number online like this?
You wouldn't want to do that. I don't think you'd be too happy about it. You can text me, though, if you really want to call him, and I think the fans would love to call. Call the Red Ranger or the Gold Ranger or whatever. If you need some help, it's like, you know, tag your partner, tag your Ranger. So text me his number, and we'll call him. We'll get him on the show right now. But, okay, we're going
to
keep.
That is hilarious. All right. I'm texting it to you right now. Which number do I text it to?
Text it to the 949, the 949-836, that one. So while we're waiting for the Power Ranger reinforcement here, because poor little Najee, come on, you guys got to help him. Tweet him. Tweet Najee. Help him with the quiz. Okay, the next one is, who created the black box? Is it our man Steve, the Gold Ranger? Is it Mentor J.I.? Is it Deker? Hope I'm saying that right. Or is it the first Red Ranger?
The first Red Ranger.
Ding,
am I right?
Ding, 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 ding. All right, now's a guy one. All right, how many samurais can go super? How many samurais can go super at the same time? The same time. Super at the same time. One.
Wow.
Two, three, or all of the above?
Dang, I thought only one can go super at the same time. I'm just gonna have to say two by default. I don't know, two.
All right, well, we're gonna go ahead and let the fans, because I know the fans know. So hey fans, tweet us Eric Zuli, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, or Najee Detej. Help Najee. The question again was, how many samurais can go super at the same time? One, two, three, or all of the above? So I just got your text, my brother. We're gonna go ahead and call the Red Ranger right now. And let's see if he can help you. Hold on.
That would be so funny if he picks up.
Let's see here. I hope he doesn't get too mad at you, because he will be live on air with all the wonderful fans listening. And by the way, we want to shout out Blog Talk Radio, guys, blogtalkradio.com, for featuring this wonderful show on the front page. There are millions and millions of people seeing this, and we really appreciate Blog Talk Radio. So here we go. We're going to call the Red Ranger. Help Najee out. I'm gonna let you talk, Najee. I don't want to get in trouble here.
You gotta make sure I know the question.
You can leave a message too if you. Oh, you know, we got a ton of callers right now. Maybe
we got Alex. I'm not able to answer my phone right now, but if you leave a name and number, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks. Bye.
How do you cancel this? Cancel.
Should I leave a message? Okay.
Yeah,
Alex, you're on Eric Zuli's show. We're calling you live, and there's like millions of fans that are listening to your ridiculous voicemail. I need your help with a question. We're doing some trivia, and you're nowhere to be found. Call me back.
Wah, 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 wah. And I don't know how to turn it off.
I sent you Hector David Jr.'s his number. He's the Green Ranger that plays the Green Ranger.
We'll try to hit the. I mean, the Green Ranger. Should we let the fans help? Because we got about 12 different phone calls right now. I think they want to help you with the trivia. Let's see if one of the fans can help here. We have a caller 757-1362. Caller 757-1362. You're on the line with EZ and Najee, the Blue Ranger. Can you help the Blue Ranger out?
What is the question?
Okay, here's the question. We have the how many samurais can go super at the same time? One, two, three, or all of the above?
All the above. It's four, I thought, anyway.
Are you positive?
It's three.
Are you positive?
Most definitely.
But, hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from? What question do you have for Najee real quick?
The call that I have for them, what positive influence do you feel that you have been enacting on television to the children and the youth of today?
Oh, man. Well, I definitely try, when I speak to each young individual, I definitely try to hear, you know, first I try to hear what they, you know, want to tell me and, you know, obviously get the happy stuff out of the way. But then after I try to help them, you know, if they need any advice, if they, you know, as far as how to become an actor or how to become a Power Ranger or just, you know, if they need uplifting and, you know, I can tell when I meet someone what they, you know, what they need. And I just try to give that as best as possible. You know, there's some children out there that, you know, are, you know, misfortunate and, you know, are that have, you know, disabilities, and I just try to, lift them up as best as possible and send them as much, you know, Power Ranger merchandise and, you know, tweet it and just make them feel special, you know, as much as I can so they can feel great about themselves. And pretty much I just try the best I can, you know, and you got to understand that, you know, I'm walking into this whole new life of helping people and making, you know, doing this whole Power Ranger thing no more than like a year ago, so I'm kind of just doing it through my own eyes, you know, and, you know, doing it in my part time and looking for more of it, you know. All the Power Rangers, we love, you know, helping the community as much as possible. So
I think that was a great answer, Najee. And what's your name, caller?
My name is Mrs. Joyce Tasby from the Young People's Guild. I have a school of the performing arts, and I work with a lot of children from foster care, economically, social, and child abuse children as well, and who have different disabilities. We've been around since 1977. In fact, we have been said as a historical grassroots organization that have helped a lot of children to ascend to areas, and we have students as well that have been able to work in their areas of expertise in their craft. And the reason why I called him, because several of them was enacting Power Rangers, and I wanted to make sure that what they're seeing, that the person that wears the suit, that the suit does not wear them. And when
That makes sense. And you know, I apologize. I don't want to cut you off, but we don't have too much time on air. But hey, if you want to talk more about this,
maximum time permitted for recording your message. Please enter your callback number, then press pound to skip. Press pound.
Najee, I think that this was the Red Ranger's message. He's been listening to the show the whole time. He's gonna love
Are
that.
Are you
message.
Still there? Please enter your callback number.
How do you turn
then
this
press
off?
Pound to skip. Press pound.
I think it will automatically turn off somehow, I hope. I'm sorry, caller. So,
Are you still there? Please enter your callback number, then press pound.
Say it again.
Press pound.
If you could please send an email to contact@WTVNetworks.com.
Sorry, you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Again,
WTVNetworks.tv. We will make sure that we get that to Najee and his people, his representation, everything, and do the best we can to get you guys to talk about this later on the show. But we don't have a whole lot of time. But thank you so much. And by the way, how did you hear about the show?
Well, I have a blog show myself, but I wanted to find something and someone I wanted to interview and bring possibly to our global network convention that would be good for the students to see and that they talk about. But I wanted to make sure that who they saw and talked with would be someone that would be a good role model.
Oh, great. I'm definitely interested. Contact that Eric Zuli email that he gave you, and we, the whole cast, are definitely interested. So just make sure you contact us, and we'll try to get there.
And, his last name, Eric's last name.
You can follow me on Twitter at Eric, E-R-I-C, Zuley, Z-U-L-E-Y. And the email, once again, is contact@WTVNetworks.tv.
All right, then. And thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. Have a blessed one. All right, guys, so we are back to the show. Easy and Najee Tetez, the Blue Ranger. Fans are going crazy, and we are having fun with BGE Radio, powered by WTV, doing it the easy way. Doing it the easy way. Where's the easy way theme song? Doing it the easy way. Yes, sir. So, hey, Najee, we have one more caller. We're gonna go ahead and grab this one more call. No, we don't. Do we have a caller? No, we don't. That's my dad. I know that's my dad. I can't answer my dad's call. No, I'm just kidding. Let's answer my dad's call. See what my dad has to say. I can't believe my dad's calling into my show. Hey, hi, Dad.
Hey, what's going on? Enjoying the show here. And hi, Najee. How you doing?
How's it going, man? I remember you.
Listen, we got a bunch of people looking forward to meeting you. Got to set up some meetings here. You got a real fan base here.
You know what, Dad, the reason I picked up your call, I would always pick up your call, you're my dad, but you are live on air right now, and I wanted you to tell Najee a little bit about the little boy that has the heart transplants and the little boy that you're telling me about.
Sure. My oncology nurse, when I was in the office talking to her, I noticed this picture up in the wall of this really cute kid, and I said, "Who is that?" He said, "Oh, that's my son." And I said, "Boy, he's just a cute little guy, you know." And she said, "Yeah, he's 8 years old, and he's been going through quite a bit." And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, he's had 3 open heart surgeries already." And I said, "Wow, that's a lot to go through for anyone, let alone an 8-year old." And she told me that, you know, I said, "What does he do, you know, for entertainment?" She said, "Watches TV and that." Well, anyway, he wound up mentioning. She mentioned the Power Rangers, and I said, "Geez, that'd be cool to set up some kind of, you know, where you can meet him. You know, that would really be a thrill. So maybe we could do that someday."
Now, what's the kid's name?
The little boy's name is I believe it's Mark. Now, I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, but what I can do is. I'll be going down there, and we can meet with, maybe set up something.
Well, let's see if we can set up something with his mom, and maybe we can have the kid come down to an event sometime, or, you know, maybe the event with the Global Crucible, and have a couple of the Power Rangers meet him, or, you know, sign something, I'll speak for Najee, he would support that in a heartbeat. I know all the Power Rangers would. That's awesome.
His mother's name is Deborah, and... he'd really get a kick out of that because, he can't keep up with a lot of the friends because the friends want to go out and play basketball, and he doesn't have any stamina for that. So, he's got to take a different pace, you know. But,
I love you, and you know that I would never cut you off in my life, but we are on air. We have 6 minutes left. Got to get back to the show. But I want everybody, all millions of people that's listening, to know I love my dad. Thank you for calling in. Okay.
All right.
So, guys, we have – I love my dad, and I just cut him off.
It's okay. I actually wanted to tell him, I'm 100%, down to definitely go to that kid and give him the best – Power Ranger time he's ever had in his life. So,
well, we're gonna make it happen on the Easy Show, baby. We're gonna do that. We're gonna do that.
Okay.
And we're gonna broadcast it all over the world on how much to Power Rangers support a kid like that. But that's so sad. Everybody, moment of silence. Moments of silence for the kid, for this poor kid, and a couple of prayers. We'll do some prayers really quick. Hold on. Power prayer. If everybody was in prayer with me, then miracles happen. All right. So, Najee. I can't let you get away from the quiz that easily. Let's see if you can answer the next one. Ready? What does a ranger wear in super samurai mode? Furry gloves, a long white jacket, sleeveless armor, or a bandana?
I can answer this in my sleep. And that sleeveless white plated angel armor.
Oh, well, you had to throw a little extra detail. See, I felt bad for you. I had to give you an easy one. Hey, guys, remember, you can tweet us at Eric Zuli and Nazi Detej if you can help with any of these answers, if you know of any of these answers. And also, I believe what we can do, Nazi, and correct me if I'm wrong, is anybody that tweets us, follows us on Twitter, and answers these questions correctly, and maybe comes up with a unique tweet, just interacts. We are going to be looking at those people that are doing that, and maybe a signed poster, maybe Najee will dance, for you, maybe he'll rap for you, I don't know. Something really cool, right?
Most definitely.
Hey, by the way, Najee, do you rap? Do you do anything cool besides swing a sword and beat up monsters?
Me and it's funny you say that because me and Hector David Jr., when we were in New Zealand filming for the Power Rangers, me and him winded up being roommates. And coincidentally, the one thing that me and him have in common, the one thing that jumps out to both of us right when we met each other, is rapping. I don't
know. Really?
I'm not a rapper, but, I can rhyme some words together and make them sound cool and, make myself look really cool. So I text you Hector David Jr.'s number if you want to call him and, we'll put on a show for you.
Well, you know, I bust. I rap. I freestyle.
Oh, let's do it.
You ready? All right, let's pop on a beat. Oh, all right. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what this beat
is
right here.
That is funny.
All right, ready? Huh. I didn't know this. We are live on air, guys. Who knows how many people are listening to us? Blog Talk Radio, BGE Radio, powered by WTV. Powered by WTV. Did you hear that? Powered by WTVnetworks.com. Let's wait until the beat. Bust it so I can bust my song.
I have a better beat.
Oh, you don't like my beat? Okay, let's try.
I need a beat, like a, Chris Brown.
There's a Power Ranger beat for
you. I don't know.
All right, I'm just playing with you. Here we go.
So I'm chilling on the Eric Zuli show. I can't believe I'm on here, I'm doing it big. It's doing it here, and I'm doing it way. And you already know we're doing it the easy way. Hey, can't believe that he. I don't even know what I'm saying.
All right, I love it, okay.
Oh,
ready, here we go.
Hydro.
Here we go.
Oh.
Okay, Najee, you're doing it the easy way, and I hear what you have to say. Let's talk about the Najee show. Man, Najee's gonna let it go, because you know what? Najee Detej is the man,
hey.
And we got to give a shout-out to all the fans. And everybody's listening to BGE Radio, here we go, it's the show, and Najee's got the glow. So everybody, come on, post your comments. I don't know what rhymes with comments, so I'll be violent. No, I'm not, because people are underage. PG-13, no, that's the way on this show. And Nickelodeon, shout-outs to you. Man, me and Najee will leave you with deja vu. It's the easy show, the way, with Blog Talk Radio, here to stay. Yeah, okay, I'm done.
Hey, get it. We the Rangers.
Yes, sir. I did not even know that you busted. I did not even know that you flowed. We're going to have some fun.
I didn't even
definitely
know what to say. Put me on the spot.
Hey, you know what? That's how we do it. That's how we do it the easy way. On Blog Talk Radio, you guys, front homepage, once again, you guys can go to WTVnetworks.com, click on Who's Hot Radio, and you can see all the cool stuff on Najee. Post your comments. Post your comments if you enjoyed the show. Post your comments if you want to talk to Najee. If you want to talk to Najee directly, you want to do anything with Power Rangers, any of that type of stuff, post your comments on that site. Follow me on Twitter, ericzuley, and Najee Detej, NAJEEDETIEGE. And that should have been our beat right there. But hey, Najee, thank you so much for being on the show, brother. And, we're always going to have fun. And last closing words to your fans.
Oh, man. I appreciate every single person that, is out there that supports me. I'm going to make it real interesting for you in the future. There's a lot of events coming up that I'm going to invite you all to. I put out all my sites, on the Power Card and all that stuff, so you can get in contact with me. Please message me. Please comment. Please like. In fact, if you guys can go to my page, I just added it. It's Facebook / Actor Detej. Once again, that's Facebook.com/actordetej. Please go
Actor
like
Detej.
It.
Now, really quick, guys, want to also make sure that you know our next guest is going to be Sam Sarpong, the host on Access TV with Ryan Seacrest and Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, the new show out, the host for Los Angeles. He is a supermodel, he's a super friend, and it's going to be really awesome. We're doing it the easy way, guys. We hope you are, too. We hope you enjoyed the show. Najee, thanks for being a guest, and we will be back next week. Love ya! Say a quick shout out, real quick. I'm Najee Detez, Blue Ranger. Blue Ranger from Super Samurai, whatever. So Power Ranger, Super Samurai, and I'm doing it the easy way. Follow my man on Twitter, blah blah blah. Do that quick shout out, real quick, for me.
Wait, say that one more time.
Hey, I'm Najee Detez, Blue Ranger, and Power Ranger, Super Samurai, and I'm doing it the easy way. Follow my boy follow Eric Zuli on Twitter. Follow his movements on the internet and everything that he does, you know, whatever, you know, just tell people to follow me. You know, follow the Easy Way movement. Just say that.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Najee Detej of Power Rangers Super Samurai, and I just want to give a big shout out to my man Eric Zuli. Follow him on ericzuli.com. Follow the Easy Way movement. I'm Najee Detej, and I'm doing it the Easy Way, and I'm loving it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm going to call you back on the other phone real quick.
I got to leave, so can I call you? Can you call me in like 3 minutes, 5 minutes on my cell phone?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
All right, peace. Bye.